All right, we've got this, Dave. We've got this, pal.
Takes quite a while to just wait for Pete to come in with the lyrics, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, sorry.
Congratulations! You made the intelligent choice and downloaded the Dino and Pete podcast. So without further ado, or us taking up any more of the precious space on your already full hard disk, boys, let's crack on!
Hello there, we are Dino and Pete, back in Podcast City or whatever. I don't know what it's called. I've christened it Podcast City. That's where I'm going with it anyway.
I don't believe it's a whole city. Maybe like a small town of some description. Or a village with a post office.
Welcome to Podcast Village.
Yeah!
With a post office.
Rock and roll.
Please welcome to the brand new Dino and Pete podcast, our new producer. This is Sue Perkins.
Hello. Hi.
Clearly it's not actually Sue Perkins, but anyone who listens to the radio show or checks us out on Twitter at Dino and Pete has probably seen, or Instagram or any of that nonsense, any of the socials, has probably seen Dave the what's your position?
Producer.
You yes. said that already.
Dave the producer, he looks like Sue Perkins.
Yeah, Dave was an intern for quite some time, and then when he
then he claimed squatter's rights, we couldn't get him out. We're like, well, you're not going to go. You might as well become part of the team.
Exactly. Well, Bake Off finished, so I needed time to keep myself busy.
Out of work. Well, as soon as the
ready, steady, squat.
As soon as the role of producer came up, Dave became very serious, started wearing serious business shirts. And I saw you the other day, mate, on a picture.
Oh, well, I saw him. He comes in every day.
No, but I saw you on a picture with braces on.
Oh, yeah. And a belt.
Well,
no, hang on a second, Dave. Let's not gloss over this. It was the first thing that I spotted was there was a picture of Dave, and we went, oh, there's little Dave. Look, bless him. We kind of, you know, in theory, patted you on the head when we saw the photo, and then realised that you were wearing one of your belts. I think it was a Game Boy one, was it? Nintendo
one?
It was,
the SNES.
Yeah, it was
exactly,
SNES,
whatever that means.
Controller, yeah.
Yeah. But then you were wearing braces as well. I thought it was an either-or with the braces.
Exactly, well, that's what I thought as I went down. I was having a little chat with Ricky, the Monday intern, and my soulmate, he was giving me my fashion advice, and I was saying, I know it's a social faux pas to wear belt and braces, but when you've got novelty belts, you've got to showcase them.
No, it's true. I think you're absolutely right.
Plus, I mean, the belt buckle, if anything.
It did.
I'll be honest, it made you look a prat.
Well, I don't know if it did, to be honest. It just made you look like a very cautious chap. It's like, if my belt fails, I'm sorted. However, somebody pings my braces and they pop and one comes off, still not losing my trousers.
There was a lot of people there. I wasn't taking any risks.
Exactly.
Were you wearing old school sock suspenders as well? Just to take the whole security thing to a whole new level, I had tie strings on my undergarments and sock braces as well.
My underwear was 90% gaffer tape.
Well, that's anyway, good to see. That's
no, because I mean, in fairness to Dave, he was in London, and you can't take any chances. They'll nick anything.
They will have anything from you. They will. I've been told about this.
They'll take. It started years ago with wallets and watches, and now it's moved on to basically anything. They'll have your underwear just for fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, we started doing podcasts again because Pete forgot that we'd not done any for a long time.
Yeah.
And then he said, Dino, we haven't done any podcasts for a while. And I said, no, we haven't. So we better do one.
Yeah, I forgot it even existed.
No, me podcast. Too. I was accosted by somebody in the supermarket who went, oi, Dino, what's happened to these podcasts then? I said, mate, is 5 days a week not enough for you? And he went, no, I like a podcast. I was like, oh, friend. So we're going to do them again anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, so technically, we're doing it as we speak right now.
We are, absolutely. We don't really need to explain ourselves. It has, indeed.
I tell you, do you know what I need? And I thought about this a little bit. We were in a meeting a little bit earlier. And you know computers, when they're having a bit of a meltdown, they have that, either the, what's the one? Because on your if you've got an Apple computer, they have the spinning wheel of death. No, and then there's the other one that's got the beach ball. Isn't there, or whatever it is?
Yeah, the Mac's got the beach ball. Yeah. The PC's just got a ring.
That's yeah. Do you know what? I need something that I can have like that. So if I, you remember, yeah,
no, I'm just your face.
No, I just, all right, I'll tell you why. There's a few times when you go.
I'm sorry, I'm about to have a crash.
Don't steal my thunder. This is exactly what I'm thinking. Right. There's times, you know, when you're somewhere, like you're out somewhere, and you'll be like, oh, what was it I was doing? I was. I think then people don't under, when they look at you, they think something's just gone seriously wrong. You don't question your computer when the wheel of death pops up.
No.
Because you go, oh no, it's just having to think about things. I was just thinking, if I had like a little cardboard circle that I could take out of a pocket, unfold, and then go, just a minute, pen through the middle of it, and then just spin it for a while, they'd go, oh, no, he's all right.
Yeah, but to be fair, he's just having a thing. You do have screen saver face quite often.
No, it's like
Dino's screensavers come on. Dino, and we're playing songs. It's like, he's in screensaver mode, and we're all sat this side because there are a bank of monitors dividing us, and we're all going, Dino! Oh, bloody hell, he's got his headphones on.
We've got a mouse.
It's like, you're like, Dino! Move the mouse! Dino! No. The only way you can get through to you when you're like that, dude, is you actually take a hold of the monitor that you're looking at, because you're normally looking at a monitor.
No, you wobble it.
And then there's a moment on his face, and it, and the moment is a panic whereby you think your vision's affected.
No.
Like, my eyes! No, I'm back! And there he is.
No, but in fairness, this happens to me quite a lot.
Yeah, it does.
Which I'm sure there's a deep-rooted medical condition and a reason for it that I should worry about, but far more than just, I'd like a circle of cardboard. I can spin at people. Do you know? It's the same if the conversation suddenly got a little bit boring. It's just a way of passing on that you're no longer interested.
Yeah, I think it'd be brilliant, especially for a queue. If you're stood behind someone, you go, oh, I'm not waiting in a queue. They're just buffering.
I have them to me all the time. I go to a supermarket where I buy pizzas, those make your own pizzas, right? Mm. But I'm in the queue, you've been in the queue for that long. All of a sudden, I'll have zoned out, I'll be thinking about something totally different. And I'll hear a woman going, sir. And then someone will tap me on the shoulder and go, you're up, stupid.
What toppings do you want?
So anyway, my piece of cardboard for the spinning wheel, the buffering at the wheel of death, I think would work.
Yeah, it's a genius idea. Let's see,
this started off with open ridicule and now I'm being called a genius.
No, I like it. It's all right, yeah.
That's how the modern world... I tell you what is stupid.
What?
People who've already got their Christmas decorations up.
Oh, I don't think that's really happened, has it? Somebody people?
No, someone said to me first, in November, mate, that's when they go up. I said, do you mean December? He went, no.
No, it's crazy.
I was like, what, in November? Mm. So, mate, we've only just done... Like, the night before, was that your stomach?
No, it was my throat. That was weird. Sorry.
Check your family tree for a bullfrog.
It was a bit strange
that you were tearing fabric.
Do you never have that?
No.
Sometimes I have that during moments of intimacy.
Mate, I have a cardboard wheel that spins when I'm struggling a little bit.
I don't have that.
Are you open for a panto part in Prince Charming or something?
I can't help it. It does happen. It's really weird.
Kiss me! I'm part frog.
Mate, I tell you what, that's what it's like when I'm going out with a woman. Don't get me wrong, I've been dumped at the moment. But when I'm going out with a woman, it happens all the time. During the moment. And, you know, genuinely.
How are you going to explain this without being offensive?
She has to sit there with a buffering face to try and compute what's just happened.
What's going on there? Yeah,
yeah. Crikey. Did you not know why or how that noise happened?
No, not at all. It just came, dude. It just happened. I didn't even know anything was noticeable. I didn't even hear it. I just felt it. It's like a funny... This happens to people. This happens to everybody, right? Dave?
Mine doesn't measure on the Richter scale.
This has not been felt in Mel Mobley, mate.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know why we're talking about this now. What were you talking about before? That was much more interesting.
I was just having a go at Christmas decorations.
That's where we were talking about. It's much more interesting than the bullfrog during intimacies. Which is well uncomfortable.
Anyway, basically what I'm saying is, if you've got your Christmas decorations, take them back down. It's not time yet.
No, you can't have them up now. No, I mean, what date are we on at the moment?
I hate the look at me, people. You know, you go along a street and there's already a dancing reindeer on someone's roof where they go, I'm the first on my street every year. Carry on like that. You'll be putting your Christmas decks up in June.
You will, it's stupid.
Just stop.
There should be a law put in place whereby you're not allowed to put your Christmas decorations up before the city's official decorations.
That's true.
Good.
That's a great.
I like that one. Yeah.
You You should be allowed to put up a coloured circle wheel, though, going round and a sign that says Christmas decorations buffering.
Yeah. Sometimes I wish I'd never bothered. I really do.
You should put fairy lights on your wheel.
No, it's just...
some little bells to jingle as it's going.
Vito! Vito! I thought you'd gone.
Do you know what? It's great to be back on the podcast.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But I'll be honest, I've had enough now.
Me too.
So I'm going.
I'm done in, I'm sweating.
Dave, thank you very much. I think, I think your first podcast went very well.
Yeah.
Good luck with not getting your clothes stolen.
I nearly said, now take your belt off. But that would sound really wrong. I'll take that back.
It's just how we celebrate the end of a podcast. Everybody, trousers off.
All boys together.
Anyway, there'll be another one. Assuming we're not all arrested, there'll be another podcast next week. I'm buffering.
Dino!